This is our Be Moment. Our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I am thinking about when God drops the mic. Sometimes when we need a little proof that God is still in control is that time when He'll give us a drop the mic lesson. This is what happened to the Israelites at Mount Carmel. The prophet Elijah was terribly frustrated with the Israelites, so he summoned them to Mount Carmel, where he asked them how much longer they would waver. He told them, if the Lord is God, they should follow the Lord. But if Baal is their God, then they should follow him. So Elijah asked that two bulls be brought forward for a little contest. He said that they should choose whichever bull they wished, cut it into pieces, and lay it on the wood of Baal's altar. Then Elijah would choose a bull of his own and lay it on the altar before God. The God who answered by setting fire to the wood would be the true God. The people prepared their bull and cried out before Baal. They even began dancing before him, but there was no fire. By this time, Elijah was mocking them, asking if their God was simply asleep. Yet when Elijah got serious, he went to the Lord and prayed before him. In an instant, fire flashed down from heaven and the young bull burned up. That's what I call a drop the mic moment. So where in your life do you need God to drop the mic? Pray earnestly like Elijah did and remember these words. The Lord has established his throne in heaven and his kingdom rules over all. Psalm 103:19. Share today's message and watch Be Moments every Wednesday on the Boost of Blessings YouTube channel. So today, let God drop the mic in your life.